Arashay, another day for Uncle Howard in the books. How many more? Well, great question. Questions, but no answers. Darona. But that is a classic wisdom question of appreciating the moments and everything that we do have with work, with life, and people, because everything is basically temporary. It's kind of something I've been thinking about recently, right? Nothing is really there forever, like, right? Starbucks, it's not here forever. I will move on and move on to something different and doing stuff with people, because whether it's been Starbucks or cards, you're still there. You're still there with whatever you're doing. And recently I got to do some hangouts with an old friend, did some sort of board gaming, then some D&D as well. And then with the other board game group, I might get back into playing some Magic of the Gatherings, which that is a throwback for me. I haven't really actively played the Magic in a while. And it's a way to meet people. It is called Magic the Gathering. And we'll see kind of where it goes. I'm, you know, going to see, put vibes out, do some stuff. Bibbidi-bobbidi, biggity-goggity. Then with my D&D group, we started our campaign. It's nice, you know, 3-4 hours of, you know, the D&D. Rolling the dice. And, yeah, it was cool. We, you know, did our stuff. And, you know, that's kind of with my friends who I know a real long time. We're talking, you know, 20, honestly, actually, 20, at least 20-ish years. Some a little bit more than others, but, you know, average that's about 20 years, which, you know, that's a long time to know people. So I, at work today, was encouraging my coworkers to foster those relationships with their friends, because it's not something you can just get out of the bag, right? It's very easy to make new friends. I mean, friends that will be really good friends as we get older and become our best versions, or the versions that we're meant to be. You know, we'll meet people who are going to be great friends of ours, and both you and them will have gone through stuff that prepares you for each other. Every experience as a teacher, every person as a teacher, it's just you gotta be open to the possibilities of what that lesson could look like, and not be so like, oh, I'm the best, I'm, you know, kind of the only person here. So I'm excited to kind of share that with you. Coffee is good. We're, you know, hitting that, getting the summer weather, it's getting warmer, so people are going to be getting out, doing stuff, drinking the coffee, getting the refreshers, as it were. So I'm kind of excited to see where that goes, and whatever the next step, I don't really know. I think that's where my energy is a bit off, and I'm going to maybe do a little tangent here. I think energy is something we don't think or focus or have much credence to, because it is a little bit woo-woo. There's no, like, exact way, but man, these last 10 years for me, definitely, since Japan, energy, and there's just ways it kind of comes up. And we had a good chat at work today about masculine and feminine, about, you know, people showing up and there's too much of one or the other, then it's kind of a problem. And I think, you know, unrelated, I'm no dating coach, expert, or whatever. I think whatever your energy is for, let's say, you know, let's say heterosexual as a traditional relationship, your partner will help bring out that natural aspect of you. So if you're a male, the woman will help bring out your masculine side, and you'll help bring out your feminine side. For homosexual ones, or, you know, gays or lesbian, I guess the one that is, you're going to bring out the one that is, maybe you have that tendency for, they'll help bring that, you know, because you're going to bring up both aspects, because you're both kind of going to be going back and forth. Even in hetero, right, you're going to have times where you're, like, as a guy, you'll be more masculine, more feminine, and a woman will be more feminine, more masculine. And kind of a funny thing for me is always seeing women try to be masculine. It is just so, like, cracks me up, because it's just, like, as a guy, it's like, bro, like, what are you even doing here? Like, you're going to have to, like, step aside, sister. Step aside. You're gonna have to, like, it's great. You wanna, you know, be masculine. That's great. It it's right in presence of actual like masculine energy, I think it's kind of just like, all right, you're gonna have to like make way for Prince Ali over here. Fabulous here. Ali, Prince Abu. Also, fun thing, great idea, I might have to do it next time, is Cards Against Humanity is really funny, inspiring in a way for comedic or just sort of perspective on things with just like funny prompts and all that. You know how the game goes. But moving forward, I will definitely be taking notes, because some of the stuff is like real slice of life, slice of the universe, kind of like, you know what? This is something good. This is something we should be making for in our life and all that. So I would definitely encourage that as well. I definitely have a propensity for the note-taking or note kind of stuff. I think it's a good way to get those thoughts out of your mind. Recently, I haven't been as on the ball with that. Full transparency. But I think it's something we can learn. And creating that space, those habits that give you the space, that's something special that you do want to give time for, put a little credence into. What's the theme of this one even going to be? It's like, I think just recent, you know, spring thoughts. Spring thoughts and spring fun. Definitely had a chance to see a good amount of people recently. I'm not as flexible as I used to be, where I'll just be like, I'll do whatever to make things work. It's like, cool, if we can make it work between your availability and me and mine, great. And aside of that, I'm gonna just do my thing, because if I don't do my own self-care, nobody else gonna be doing that, because people gonna be fucking selfish. That's a wrap, right? It's kind of, it's human nature. People are gonna look out in their own selfish. That's great, classic, you know, wisdom of like wars and nations of how world works, that of course people will, you know, that I forget the exact quote. It was from an ambassador that taught, I took three classes with him at the Stony Brook days. One was on modern China, modern India, and then the first was like an honors college like class. And it was phrased really well. I do love me a nice turn of a phrase, and it was something along the lines of the only like permanent interest is like self-interest, or something like that. It was said much more eloquently in a cooler way, and I'm remembering it, but don't remembering it. So, anyways, moving on to the drive to the gym. Gym has been great. I've been loving it. I'm trying to just be a little more friendly to chatting with people. It's definitely the energy I'm leaning more into. That's kind of like a more humanity energy that we're. Stranger danger is like the biggest fucking lie. Like, that's definitely one thing I kind of grew up with. And honestly, no. Stranger danger is not a thing. People aren't out to get people. People are generally good. There are shitty things out there, like recently in New York City. This nonsense of like people doing shit on the subways. And it's like, okay. Like, that's just could be fucking crazy. Yes, of course. But if we give ourselves the space to be like, hey, like, you know, create those moments with the people that you just sort of like see in your life, right? Whether that's people at the gym, people at the Starbucks, people at whatever, supermarket. It's like being more human. It's like not just being like so stuck in your lane. That's definitely a trap that I fell more into in my younger youth days. So I definitely want to be more present and open to possibilities of, you know, people and creating those memories and experiences that are shared. And that's really the bigger thing, that we're having time with each other, doing things, and creating experiences together. That's something cool, something special. You know, it's not just like, you know, we're not just here for ourselves, we're here to be humans in the whole, like, you know, world of humanity. So, how that looks like, what that looks like, I don't know. I really don't know. I think Starbucks is definitely giving me a bit of that in the world, just being a human. I definitely have like my own sort of like propensities or affinities for like impulsive dopamine like activities, like scrolling, the Pokemon goes, but not on this trip. I've honestly not been too much into the Pokemon recently. More casual with it now. I mean, I'm still doing it, trying to do a little bit. It is kind of fun. It's something to kind of keep in mind, like, all right, we'll walk, listen to some podcasts for learning, and then do that. And just open my mind, be open. In general, I'm being able to eat, which is a good thing that we can add to our lives. Coffee is good, like, yeah, just chilling, just going, work, do the stuff, okay, there's another day, go to the gym, boom, walk, boom, 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 boom. Life is funny like that, you just kind of end up with stuff, and you live, do stuff, and bada bing, bada boom, you got chip push for you. I know, May's almost here too, April really flew by. It was about to go to Seattle, so glad I got that opportunity. Well, actually, that's about a month ago, at the end of March. But I was, yeah, about a month ago, getting that experience. I'm really glad for that. While I was still at Starbucks, how much more I got at Starbucks? Again, I wish I had a better answer for that. But hey, I'm still gonna be here chatting my chat, doing my thing. And living the best life that I can. I want to encourage people to, hey, do your thing, live a lovely life. Bada bing, bada boom, I got chip which for you. Summer's coming too. Beach has been a while. Maybe I could see some old friends, do some stuff, and a little bit of life. Yeah. Also, be careful when you walk across the street. I was seeing some crazy stuff, some crazy drivers recently. People are just so caught up in their own world, their own whatever, and it's like, yeah, people just like so like in their lane, and it's just like, it's, I don't know if it's really like a product of modern society, people being so like matrixy with like social and all that, but the way people interact even at Starbucks, especially the younger, they're just like, I'm gonna get a strawberry as I eat lemonade, blah, blah. And people are just like putting out their drink, and we're like, bro, like, I'm a human. I get it. The AI is coming. The AI is 100% coming. Like, no worries. The AI will be here before we know it, and right, it'll be taking our orders. That is coming. You know, realistic. Of course, Starbucks will eventually implement it. And like, obviously, they'll still have baristas, because Starbucks is all like, younger, wants to create the, you know, illusion of being a company that cares for people. I know, it's maybe an unpopular opinion, but I think that's really some gold. Starbucks wants to create the idea and image so that they're very people-forward. And while they do things, it's really kind of, you know, it's a corporate-y, kind of capitalistic animal of things. It's, you know, unfortunate. But it is what it is. Simply, you know, this company is here, it's not going nowhere. So, right, Starbucks has a its own self-interest. So what I saw, and I've talked about this before, is that, of course, they need to help the farmers and make sure coffee beans are being made, because, like, right, you're not going to have beans for, you know, the espresso and stuff. And, right, it's a coffee company, no matter what. Like, but it could, you know, without coffee, shift somewhere else, but, right, that's, your coffee is coffee wherever you go. Definitely be curious to see, like, if Robusta becomes like more popular in the next couple of years, because it's more robust, literally. It can grow in, you know, more difficult conditions. That is true. But the taste is definitely different. It's more woodsy. Maybe if they do some crossbreeding to like take some of those qualities, you never really know, like, what could happen. And, you know, we could see. Starbucks obviously has like been selling, growing, and stuff with Arabica. So I don't know, bro. I just work here. I just like the coffee. I do my thing. We live my best life, and we're just chilling, bro. Here another day at the gym. We got our hour. I know about the legs today, and then got my walk. There's Fampi. It's a Pokemon that's an elephant that I like at the local park near my gym, so I can maybe try and get a shiny one of those. I do have one, but. Hey, that'll be nice. He's kind of cool little elephant-y guy. Elephant's my favorite animal, obviously. Dayone? Nemochi. Anywho's, may the winds of fortune blow in your flavor. I know people will be like, cray cray, bro. Like, what are you? like, bro. People drive okay. Not the worst, but not the best. It just is what it is, bro. I come here, I go to the work, I do the gym, we do our stuff, a little bay, little gobbity boobity, goobity gobbity. We're having fun, we're laughing, we're having a good chill time. So until the next time, this will be Spring Thoughts of Fun. Anyways.